2 to 5 feet at 13 seconds. And tonight, the northwest winds will be 15 to 20 knots, the wind waves 3 to 4 feet, and west swell 2 to 5 feet at 13 seconds. And Sunday, the northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves 2 feet or less, and a west swell 3 to 6 feet. Current temperatures around the bay, Monterey is 52 degrees, Salinas is 51 degrees, and Watsonville 49. Here at KSCO Studios, it's 54 degrees. The official time is 10:06 and 34 seconds. Saturday, April 5th, 2008. You're tuned into KSCO 1080. I am Nikki James. And now it's time for a word from Kay's Whirling.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
It's really time for Hillary to leave the political arena. Besides her being a pathological liar, the country and the world have already had enough of the Clintons. Only those like the Clintons, with enormous arrogance, continue to discard the judgment of the voting public. The Clintons should, but won't, go gracefully and quietly. Didn't Bill embarrass our country enough for so many years? About sanctuary cities ignoring the federal laws, it's bewildering why they exist. What justifies an American city to pick and choose which federal laws they agree with and the laws they reject? Sanctuary cities created themselves to shelter illegals. Presently, there are probably close to 21 million illegals here in the U.S., many receiving perks that anger American citizens, and especially those new Americans who endured the lengthy process to become legal. Those people feel penalized and cheated because, among other things, the illegals are being offered free education and possibly Social Security, which they never put into the system. The message to those who cross our borders illegally is that they will be rewarded. Most may be good people who want to find a better life for themselves and their families, but doing so illegally makes our laws a farce. How many sanctuary cities are in the U.S.? New York City is one, for sure. Chicago, probably another, and maybe even Washington, D.C., and countless others. If thousands of cities become sanctuary havens, sheltering illegals, they undermine our federal government. And doesn't federal law supersede state law? Our past four or five presidents deliberately allowed our borders to remain open. So what about our sovereign country? And what about those presidents' agendas? Our forefathers would be heartsick to see our leaders giving up our sovereignty for globalization. Whatever the pundits with vested interests say, we will be weaker while the other nations become stronger. And now, because it's timely and floating about, author unknown, let's listen to 15 ways to be a good Democrat. First, you have to be against capital punishment, but support abortion on demand. Then, you have to believe that businesses create oppression and governments create prosperity. You also have to believe that guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens are more of a threat than nuclear weapon technology in the hands of Chinese and North Korean communists. If you want to be a good Democrat, you have to believe that global temperatures are more affected by soccer moms driving SUVs than by scientifically documented cyclical changes in the Earth's climate. You also have to believe that gender roles are artificial, but that being homosexual is natural. Also, to be a good Democrat, you have to believe that the AIDS virus is spread by a lack of federal funding. Then you also have to believe, if you're a good Democrat, that the same teacher who can't teach fourth graders how to read is somehow qualified to teach those same kids about sex. You also have to believe that self-esteem is more important than actually doing something to earn it. And again, you have to believe that the National Rifle Association is bad because it supports certain parts of our Constitution, while the ACLU is good because it supports certain parts of the Russian Communist Constitution. You also have to believe that Hillary Clinton is normal and a very nice person who lies all the time but cannot help it. Also, to be a good Democrat, you have to believe that conservatives telling the truth sometimes belong in jail, but a liar and one who is obsessed with sex belong in the White House. You have to also believe that illegal Democratic Party funding by the Chinese government is somehow in the best interest of the United States. And finally, if you're a good Democrat, you have to believe that this message is part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Hello.
You mean I went on the air with no cue at all?
All right.
I was motioning to you. You didn't ever look back at me.
Well, go on the air and say, hey, MZ, look back at me, damn it.
I'm sorry. All right. My bad.
you know, it wouldn't be the Saturday special if we didn't start out the Saturday special the normal way.
I wanted to switch it up. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
It was my fault. Totally.
My fault. No. When the fish stinks, it stinks from the head. My friend Andy Anderson taught that to me a long time ago. I never blame anybody in the organization. I always blame myself. And in this case, it's legit. It's totally legitimate because I wasn't looking at you for the cue, or I would have seen it. All righty. Welcome to the Saturday special. Yeah. All right, there's no guest today, so it's going to be one of those Saturday specials where the people call in and run the program. I have some topics. I have some possible topics that we can do. I'll throw some of those out in just a minute. But the first thing I want to do, just for my nerves, okay? I'm going to play the song that I... Whenever I hear this song, it's good for my nerves, okay? And just, you know what this song is? Does anybody out there know what this song is? You know what it is?
It sounds really familiar.
I would have been surprised if you knew what this song is.
I know, I'm a baby.
Yeah. All right, no one knows what that song is. Anybody knows what that song is, call the radio station and tell me what it is, and if you're right. We'll give you a prize. Okay. It looks like... how can there be two... Okay, this is on hold here. Who is this person?
Who's Michael, how you doing today?
Who is this?
It's Mark here in Monterey.
Mark in Monterey. How are you, Mark?
I'm been fine. How you been?
Good.
How's your mom doing?
She's great. You could see that she's full of you-know-what and you-know-what, you know,
and
from the commentary. By the way, do you like the commentary at the plate at the top of the program, at the beginning of the program, instead of typically at the second hour?
No, I didn't like it. I loved it.
Oh. But I mean, I'm talking about the placement of it, of the commentary.
Oh, the placement of it. I didn't have an opinion either way, just as long as it's there.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, some people think that, as the Saturday special, gets as more and more time, the later on in the Saturday special, the more people are listening. And I don't know if that's true or not. And I think there's any way to measure that.
I think that makes sense. I play it both times.
That's an idea.
Sure. Yeah, why not? No, I think that does make sense.
Especially if there's no guest, we might as well have some quality content, in more of the program rather than less of it, right?
I think that goes true also for Charlie's happy hour and also for the new balloons, which I'm really enjoying the new balloons with Billy and Vernon. Although I do miss your friend. What was your very conservative friend?
Oh, Roy Masters?
I do miss him a little bit. I really do. I like him.
Does anybody else miss Roy Masters? Because the staff around here, you know, said Roy Masters is killing the radio station, and if you're going to have him on, you might as well sell the radio station because he's destroying the radio station. That's what all the staff said here.
You know what? In honesty, he might have been. But I tell you what, when I would hear him talk, it would pull me back to a time when things made sense.
Uh-huh.
It really did, because I could close my eyes. I could still remember being back. I had that feeling back in Ohio when Sunday everything closed down and everybody took a breather, when uh-huh. TV stopped at 1:30 and it cut off and everyone would go to sleep and things just kind of ran a little slower.
Right.
And I think better.
Well, do you know what that theme song was?
I'm going to miss it. I know I am, because it's two westerns from the early.
So you know it's a western, okay?
Oh yeah, I know. It's from the late 50s, early 60s.
Correct.
And I'm going to miss. It's going to be the other one that I forgot the name. I think it's Maverick.
Nope.
Daggone it! I knew it. I was going to miss. But I can just. Oh, you know what? And it was that guy with the real husky voice with the mustache that played the part. It's like Cannon or. It's like a three syllable da da da. Is the name of this guy, this character that played it.
That's true.
Yeah, and I just and so when someone says it, I'm just gonna go, oh, you idiot, you know. Michael, there's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Okay. Is it a personal question?
Well, it's not really personal. It's just a question.
Right.
I'm a keyboardist here on the peninsula, and I've done a few studio jobs here and there for some people. I did the Smile campaign for Dina Eastwood through another party, but I was the one that wrote it and produced it and recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
If I did a couple little spots for your radio station, like maybe some teasers for for identification logos and stuff like that, would you at least take the chance to listen to them, and if they're okay?
No, I'd play them without even listening to them
I wouldn't charge you anything.
We'll play them all the time.
You know, it's the only way I'm ever going to get on radio. I'm too damn old.
Wait a minute, you're on it right now. What are you talking? Oh, you mean with your stuff?
With my talent.
Definitely do it. Email it to me, mz@ksco.com, and I just can't imagine that we wouldn't play it.
Okay, can I put it on a CD format, and you could transfer it to whatever you need?
Sure, whatever. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I got this keyboard workstation that does everything but drives the.
But you say workstation. I mean, do you not use a computer? I mean.
Well,
I mean, we still receive snail mail here at the radio station, but man, I never use it myself, so it's sort of foreign to me.
I have this Roland keyboard. It has a digital recorder built into it. Then you can create everything you want.
I gotcha.
And then you can transfer to computer files. I've done things on Pro Tools and stuff like that.
You're a computer guy. Don't snail mail it. Email it. mz@ksco.com. We'll do it any way you want, okay? Thanks for calling, okay?
Let me record them up first, and then I'll get them to you and see what you think.
That sounds great. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Take care, Mike.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Here's Ken in Santa Cruz. You're on, Ken.
Hey, MZ. Good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
That theme song was from The Rifleman, starring
Yes!
Connor.
Yes, okay. Now, you know, it wasn't nice for me to talk over it, so I'm going to just to have the proper respect.
Oh.
Hang in, Stan and Salinas and Al. And wait a minute. Longtime listener says he does not miss Roy Masters. Oh, okay.
I'll second that.
All right. Just to be respectful here, let's play the song, and I won't talk over it, and
All
neither
right.
will you, okay? God, what a fabulous series that was.
Yeah,
it ran from 58 to 63, five-year run, starred Chuck Connors. And why don't we see programs like that anymore? I mean, you see them in reruns. In fact, you know, I'm very excited because I get to see The Rifleman anytime I want because they're running it on Encore Westerns now. So if you have an HBO or something, you know, a package, you know, with Encore Westerns in it from a satellite or cable provider, you can watch it every day, and they run it two or three times. And if you don't happen to be there when you just program your DVR, you know, to get
yep.
so. It's just wonderful.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
listen,
so.
Ken,
yeah.
come to the radio station. If you're in Santa Cruz or you're not too far from the radio station,
uh-huh.
come down during the week or after the program if you want. And the prize you get
is
a very valuable prize. It's some Nature's Way. It's a canister of chocolate or vanilla Nature's Way.
Excellent.
And I got to tell you, this stuff is good because I am now down to. Are you ready?
Yes.
210 pounds from 227.
Okay. Good on you, MZ. Good on you.
And Nature's Way is a good part of it because I didn't have time to eat today because I had to prepare for the show that has mm-hmm. no content at all in it.
Yeah.
and I realized what time it was. I had to leave the house, and there was all I could do was take a couple of scoops of this Nature's Way and put it in a coffee, you know, in a coffee cup, and then put a little water in it and mix it up. And scarf it down, and it was a complete, total high protein, no sugar meal.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, thank you very
much.
So
it's up now. Which Ken are you?
Just Ken. I actually live in Aptos. I listen to you guys every day. Me and the kids going to school every morning. We listen to the morning show. We love Rosie's Good News. We're going to miss her. I guess I understand she's heading for points beyond.
What?
Did I? Well, she announced it on the air, so I'm not dropping any.
Yes. Yes.
Any news is not news.
What?
So she said she's going to be moving back to Europe.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, golly, that whole thing. Yeah. Well, we will talk about that later on, perhaps.
And Annie Rosie's moving.
Yes. Okay.
So, and I just this dates me, and I miss the Daryl Allen Galt and the Eric Shecks and those kind of guys. So I've been listening a while.
Right.
So.
Okay.
That was good radio. I know it gave you made you turn gray and bald, but they were fun to listen to.
Of course they were. No, it was great. You know, local radio. That's the future of broadcast radio. That's the only. Why should anybody tune into something to a station that's playing something that can be heard in a thousand other places?
And that's exactly when I listen to you. I don't listen to the syndicated stuff. I'll tune over to the bigger radio during the day and listen to local stuff. But when you got your morning show in the afternoon, Charlie's happy hour. Good stuff.
Okay.
Good stuff.
All righty. Great.
Okay,
hey,
thanks
Ken, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye now.
All right. Stan and Salinas, you're next, and we haven't even started the program officially in 20 minutes into it.
Hey,
Stan, you're on.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I was going to say The Rifleman, but you didn't play the first part.
Well, the rapid fire firing of the rifle. Okay. How many times did he fire the rifle rapidly?
I'd say about 10.
Nope.
Oh, darn. Hey, here's a trivia thing. What was his next Western after that?
I don't know. You mean it came on,
he did another short series.
Oh, Branded. It would be Branded with Chuck Connors, yeah.
Right.
And I thought that was terrible because, you know, I know he was unjustly, you know, accused of being an Army deserter or something.
Yeah,
but still, it was just sad to see, sort of like it was sad to see Leave It to Beaver, Jerry Mathers, you know, 15, 20 years later, all grown up with kids of his own who didn't respect him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing about The Rifleman, I was talking to some young guy one time, and I was going on and on about The Rifleman, and he was looking at me with a weird look, and I realized, I go, you don't know who The Rifleman is, do you? And he goes, no. And started dating myself, you know.
Right. That's okay. But, I don't mind you dating yourself, and I don't mind dating myself.
Yeah, man, but no, that's a really
although, good, so. You know, I'd rather, well, never mind.
By all means.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Stan and Salinas. Oh. Appreciate your call to the Saturday special.
Yeah, no problem.
Take care. This is going to be an email Saturday special, too. I think we're going to read more emails or talk about more things that were brought about by emails that were sent to me. to fill up the content for 2 hours. If you want to talk about Kay's commentary, you can do that. Hey, you know, you can just sort of drive the discussion today if you want to. Here's Larry in Fremont. Welcome to KSCO, Larry.
Hi, Michael. People might have been more able to identify that theme song if you would have played the sound effects at the beginning.
I didn't want to do that. I wanted to play just the theme song.
Because you hear him cock the rifle and then...
That makes it easy. Who wants to make it easy? Anyhow, did you think you recognized that or?
Oh, I know that song, Maverick has words, but the Rifleman is just a that's a lovely melody.
Really? You're talking about the Rifleman?
It's very evocative. Well, I like the Maverick theme too, but the Rifleman is very evocative. It's almost like it almost reminds me of like a Charles Ives classical piece or something. It's very beautiful.
I agree with you, and it's one of the few songs that I could listen to 1,000 times, unlimited numbers of times, where it doesn't get stuck in my head, and then I finally start hating it. I'll always love that song, I think. You know, I mean,
a lot of those Western themes from that period are just great music.
Chuck Connors is gone. Paul Fix is gone. They were two of the three regulars, the third being Johnny Crawford, who is not gone. It's my understanding that he's about 61 years old.
The son, right?
Yeah, who played Mark McCain, and he is a band leader. He has his own band, the Johnny Crawford Orchestra, I believe. And one of these days, I would like to get him on a Saturday special so we could talk to him.
I would love that.
He was just a fabulous child actor. It's my understanding that he was one of the original Mouseketeers.
I like the theme. I don't think the show was that good.
What's the matter? Was it too wholesome for you?
I like Wagon Train better. I like Rawhide a lot. But the thing I called about was the commentary by your mom at the beginning.
Go ahead.
You have to be really careful when you talk to people about their mothers, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to be diplomatic in how that I'm saying that.
I'm
not going to say she's stark, raving, crazy or anything like that.
Good.
But she kind of comes across like that. I mean, she's so full of vitriol and hate and viciousness. It's just painful to listen to. The problem is, you know, I'm one of these people. I see some truth in the left. I see some truth in the right. I'm certainly never been a Democrat, and I don't sympathize with Democrats very much. But I don't even know where to start. You know, the person she described in that her description of a Democrat is not a Democrat. Someone like that would be like a member of the Revolutionary Communist Party or something. They're not. She's not even describing a Democrat.
Are you a Democrat?
I guess my main problem is, are you a Democrat?
Tell me that.
What?
Are you a Democrat, Larry?
No, I've never been a Democrat.
But you know, but okay. Were you described in that litany at all? Were you described in that litany that you?
Not at all.
So none of those things. So none of what she said described you.
I can't remember the individual state. I mean, I don't think the parts of it I can remember don't apply to me at all.
Right.
No, none of them.
Okay.
None of them. But I guess my point.
Kay is full of hate.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at here is that. I don't think there's anything wrong with being conservative, but you have to express it in a way that isn't so vicious.
Well, how about she just doesn't mince any words. I mean, she says
No, but it makes you look. It makes
she
you
doesn't
look
believe
crazy.
In being politically correct.
No, she tells it like she thinks it is. I'm not talking about being politically correct. I'm not talking about mincing your words or compromising your belief system. Well, for one thing, she's putting up a huge straw man. There is no one like the person that she's describing, and if there was such a person, they certainly wouldn't be a Democrat. She's describing someone that's basically insane, and so far left, They're not, you know, they're completely off the scale.
Larry, here's my problem. Just a minute. Let me talk.
I agree
that she's my mother, but I couldn't disagree with you more. I think every one of those descriptions of a Democrat fits every Democrat that I know. Okay?
Really?
That's all I'll say. Yeah. I don't know any Democrat who does not believe exactly what Kay read in her commentary.
All Democrats are insane?
You said that I didn't. Okay.
You'd have to be insane, literally insane, to hold those positions. I guess what I'm getting at here is if there is validity in conservatism, it makes it look like there's not when you express your views in that kind of extreme way.
I think I know what you're saying.
In other words, you're polarizing. If I'm a listener, let's say I'm a young, naive listener, and I tune in the radio station today, and I'm thinking, gee, I wonder if I should be a liberal or a conservative, and then I hear what Kay just said. I'm not going to be very attractive to conservatism. If conservatism is going to seem like the people that are conservative,
Do you think that this station has an agenda to convert liberals into conservatives? We're just a radio station that likes to provide a forum for the people who like to listen to us and like to participate. In fact, I like it when the more people who disagree, like you, I like it. That's why we're keeping you on so long. I think it's great.
I'm only talking about my opinion about the commentary.
Okay.
But we don't have an agenda.
Do you think the station has an agenda? We carry Rush Limbaugh because any talk radio station, commercial talk radio station, that has the chance to carry Rush Limbaugh and doesn't is stupid. Because Rush Limbaugh, when you have Rush Limbaugh on your station, you have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people automatically listening. Because the guy's like, he's a magician when it comes to attracting an audience. We don't have him on. I subscribe personally, and so does Kay, to much of Rush's political beliefs, but not everything. The guy's an amazing broadcaster.
I have no problem that you carry.
We do not have an agenda, and you were suggesting, you didn't use those words, but you were suggesting that we do have an agenda and that our whole point is to try to convert people.
No, that's not.
Okay, well, I misunderstood.
In fact, just the opposite. That if you're on a mission to convert people to conservatism, you're failing horribly.
We're not failing.
Like you're coming from a liberal point of view, and you're presenting this a parody of conservatives to make people scared of conservatives.
Jim in Felton has a rebuttal to you. I'm going to put him on next. Do you mind, Larry? Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm going to put Jim in Felton. And we have these emoticons, you know, that the call screener puts on. And this is a very angry, displeased face that's on. That's the emoticon for Jim in Felton. So keep listening, okay? Appreciate your call to the Saturday special on what I hope is your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSEO, is it? Hello, Larry?
Oh, I thought you were going to put me on with the other guy.
I will if you want me to, but I was going to just, whatever you want. Is it still your favorite radio station, or was it ever?
The truth is, to be very frank, Michael, yours is the only show I listen to on KSCO.
Why is that?
I just can't seem to find anything else that's interesting.
That's the only reason, not because you think I'm a nice person who treats everybody with dignity and respect.
Yeah, your show is one of the best talk shows.
Anywhere or just on little KSCO?
Anywhere.
Do you think the Saturday special should be on more than just KSCO?
Sure, why not?
You've made my day. Okay, so I'll lock you in if you want, and I'll put Jim and Felton on. Go ahead, Jim, you're on.
Great. By the way, does that emoticon show my tongue-in-cheek?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Okay.
Maybe Nikki misinterpreted you, or maybe we don't have proper emoticon. Okay, go ahead. So maybe you're calling to agree with Larry.
No, I really want to tear him a new one. Oh. I won't say what that is because he's totally missing the point. First of all, you're not going to change anybody's mind. Really, that's not the goal. The point is that KSCO, and I have to admit, I am an unabashed fan of your radio station, you and your mother, and many, many of the shows. Since that guy hasn't heard many of the shows, he can't talk about them, but I've even listened to the ones that I don't really like.
Uh-huh.
And, you've got some great people. But in any case, your station is the living expression of the First Amendment. In the marketplace of ideas, we want to hear all the ideas, even the ones that are very distasteful. For me, in that case, it's the left. They make me sick. But the point is, we got to hear it all. And for so long, those of us who currently hold opinions similar to Kay have not had any avenue to express those opinions. I went to UCSC in the late 70s and early 80s as an unabashed liberal. I even voted for, I'm ashamed to say, Jesse High Jackson and his Rainbow Coalition.
Yeah.
And I got to see the oppression, the intellectual oppression of the left and political correctness at the university level. And I was just appalled. I went there thinking, I'm so excited to be the first generation of my family, Irish and Sicilian immigrants, to go to the university. And I was thinking, we're going to see these ideas from all over the world brought forward and debated and considered. And that's not the case at all.
No, it's been just the opposite. Now, I'm hoping that's changing. I'm hoping that's changing. And that's a great segue into a promo for something special that we're going to be doing on Monday, this coming Monday here on KSCO. Starting at 7 p.m., we are going to be broadcasting the first of the four lecture series of the Panetta Institute, the Leon and Sylvia Panetta Institute for Public Policy. And Alan Blinder, former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, and David Walker, former comptroller general of the General Accounting Office, GAO, are the featured speakers in the first event of the 2008 Panetta Lecture Series. Now, this is something that Leon and Sylvia have done ever since Leon came back from being the chief of staff for the President Clinton. And that was about 10 or 11 years ago. I I can't believe it's that long that Leon had his meteoric rise to, almost the political top. I mean, you can't get much higher than the chief of staff of the President of the United States. In any case, they came back, and he was quite active back when he was a congressman in getting the old Fort Ord campus converted into the current California State University, Monterey Bay. And he has an office there, and he runs the Panetta Institute, and it's a very professional organization. They put on this lecture series every year, and this year, the 11th annual Leon Panetta Lecture Series, Global Issues Facing the Next President and the Nation. It begins Monday evening, April 7th, at the Monterey Conference Center. You can go see these things live. It costs about $80 or something. And it's a great, it's just wonderful. Or you could listen on KSCO or KAZU or watch it on KQED, Channel 9. Anyhow, we're a part of that, and we're proud to be a part of it. And I guess the reason I said this is because you said something about young people. What did you say?
Did you say me?
Yeah, you. What's the last thing you said? Because that made me launch into this whole thing.
I was talking about the university.
The university, right. Okay. Good. And one of the things that happens that's not going to be public is that at about 2 o'clock or 2:30 at one of the auditoriums at the Cal State Monterey Bay campus, they're going to have sort of a dry run of these two or three speakers that are going to be speaking at the Monterey Conference Center at the DoubleTree that evening. But this is in front of a large auditorium full of students from the area. It's not just Cal State Monterey Bay students. It's Cabrillo College students. It's Monterey Peninsula College students. It's UCSC students. And it's really neat to watch these young people interact with these, you know, heavies, you know, who are running the most powerful country in the world. It's just amazing. So I just wanted to get our little promo into that. If you're not, you should make it a point to be listening. This Monday night, we're going to preempt the first hour and a half of the Alan Colmes show so that you can hear this live as it's going out from the DoubleTree. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say great job, and I'm glad that I was able to provide an opportunity for you to give that promo.
Clearly, thank you.
You know, clearly Panetta is anything but a right-wing politician, you know,
uh-huh.
And for you to, you know, to give voice for to the guy is a great thing.
I have nothing but the highest regard for Leon and Sylvia Panetta, and especially what they're doing now.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot to expose the future leaders of our world to leadership. I think it's just absolutely amazing.
Yes, it is. And it's interesting that guy would get so deep into politics and public life as he was, and then to back out of it.
Well, in my opinion, I don't know if he would agree with this, and one of these days I hope to have Leon on with us. I think he got out while the getting was good.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, thanks for your call to the Saturday special.
Can I just say one thing to Larry?
Oh, yeah, Larry, you're still on, I think, right, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I just want to say, you know, I'm glad you expressed your opinion, and I do agree with you. I do agree with one thing you said, and that anybody that would hold all those beliefs that Kay mentioned as the Democratic beliefs would definitely be insane. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Here's Gary in Seaside, who also has a rebuttal to Larry. And Larry's still on, Gary. Do you mind?
I don't mind at all.
Good. Go.
Good morning. By the way, I also want to extend my kudos for not selling the station. And I haven't been a listener for that long, but I really appreciate what you guys do over there. It's one of the few I don't recall ever having heard another radio station that that deals straight up with political correctness the way that you guys do.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And I just appreciate your mom so much. One of the things that I wanted to present to Larry is that the very basis and premise of political correctness is to turn truth on its head. And when you hear it, after hearing, if you're a media listener, after a length of time, you get skewed. Truth itself has become hate, you know? So that's why he thinks what your mom says is hateful. You know, it's not hateful at all. It is actually true. And it's the truth, actually. We're losing our freedoms because it's the truth that sets us free, and we're so far from it. That it's pretty pathetic to watch, actually.
Sure.
My objection is expressing it in such an extreme way that you're actually discrediting your own side.
I see. So what you're saying is
look bad because you're expressing it in such an extreme way. I myself hold many conservative values myself. I'm anti-abortion. I'm for people being able to own firearms and defend their families and so on, even though I also have some views which you might consider left-wing. I'm anti-war.
Uh-huh.
And I have some views you might consider libertarian. I'm for legalizing drugs, prostitution, gambling, so on. So I'm kind of all over the place, and I see there's truth in different points of view, but when I heard Kay's commentary, there was no truth at all in that. It was just dripping with hate, and if someone was to hear that was trying to discern the truth and that was asking themselves which political direction I should go in, they would steer far away from that direction. If that's what conservatives are like, I don't want to have anything to do with it. That's what they would say.
Gary, I wish you had a clearer phone because it sounds really muffled.
Oh, me?
No, Gary, you sound fine, Larry, but Gary's real hard to understand.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah, even though I like what Gary's saying. Yeah, well, it's a little better. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I was listening to you on speaker because I had been typing a few of my thoughts out here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, Larry, you know, truth itself becomes offensive to people who get brainwashed. And your mother speaks so clearly, and I like the fact that she actually tweaks it towards that amplification level where people, maybe if they haven't heard her before, they want to throw a brick at the radio to get it off before they can get over there, because they, you know, that's the stuff. That's the beginning of the debate again. The debate has been turned off by political correctness. I love Kay's, the fact that Kay goes to a little bit of the extreme in order to get people to listen, because it's what she's bringing to fore is something that is dying very fast in this country.
Yeah. Okay, Gary. Hey, thanks very much for calling. I don't know if there's anybody else here. Well, we have Pureheart, who's been waiting for 20 minutes, and well, here, let's bring in Pureheart real quick. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, welcome
to the Saturday special. How you been?
I'm pretty good. Is this a free form day?
Yeah, free form day.
Okay, you know. Let me get my list here. Then I'm going to go back to the rifleman. I say it was 5 shots in the beginning.
Okay.
And as far as your guest, Larry, can I mention another radio station called Crime Letter?
Sure, go ahead.
Larry is one of the reasons, one of the big reasons I helped support KKUP over in Cupertino. He's got a show there on Wednesdays, and
uh-huh.
Well worth listening to, because he does cover topics in detail.
Ah.
Which is what you do on the Saturday special.
Uh-huh.
Other radio stations, you get 30 seconds and you're off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do enjoy Larry's commentaries quite a bit.
Larry's more of a radio guy than we thought then, huh?
Yeah, okay. he's very good. I recognize the voice.
Okay.
And then for going back to the rifleman, just thinking back, do you remember in those old days, do you remember pickle barrels before things were packaged?
Well, sort of. I mean, there's...
Do you remember that? The big, you know...
Yeah, I mean, the closest thing to it now are, you know, bulk food bins at just about every natural food place and some of the big supermarkets, but I know what you're saying.
Do you remember the little battery racks where you could take as many batteries as you wanted and they kind of zigzag down from the top?
Yes.
Clunk, 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 clunk.
Yes.
Don't see those anymore. Everything is packaged to death.
Right.
But anyway, what I really called about was Rosemary.
Uh-huh.
She made an announcement on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
That she's planning to take another job.
Oh.
And that's kind of like announcing that the sun's going to go out tomorrow or the earth is just going to stop in its orbit and just fall into the sun.
Right.
I wonder why there's not more more coverage on this. People should be shocked and stunned and in tears and tearing out their hair like I am and beating my breast and splaying myself in the back. And,
yeah.
You know, they're a very sad thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad for her, but, you know.
Well, we're happy for everybody who's happy for what they're happy about.
But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I'm going to miss Rosemary, and she's the backbone of the station.
Yeah.
And I wish her well, and I wish the station well.
Well, we do, too.
And you know, of course, I support the station, you know, in more ways than one.
So. Oh.
But anyway.
Okay.
So that's all I've got today.
All righty.
Was I correct on the shots? I forget.
The
rifleman?
Yes. Oh, no, what did you say about the shots?
I said 5 shots.
No, 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 it's 13.
13?
Yep. The Rifleman.
Wow. Dun, 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 dun.
Right?
Cool.
Okay. Alrighty, thanks for calling. Here's Pat at Aptos. Welcome to the Saturday special, Pat.
Hello, Michael.
Hey.
I'd like to preface this conversation by saying I believe that I am one of the 2 longest listening Democrats to your station.
Okay.
The other being Ed from Aptos.
Okay. Your husband.
Yes.
Okay.
I listened to Kay's commentary, and when she started out and she called Hillary a liar, I thought, yay, finally someone has had the guts to use the L word.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, Kay can get away with it since she, or else her son, or I don't know how it works, owns the station. And great, I was glad to hear that. But then it went way downhill. And I know your mom, and I know you, and I know it's not good to say anything against anybody's mom, so I didn't call.
Uh-huh.
But I was very not happy with what she had to say reading something.
Well, what were you saying about the lie? You were saying you're happy about the liar?
Oh, I love the fact when she started the commentary, she called Hillary a liar and used the L word. And
okay.
I thought that was great, and I agree with her, okay? So I started out really going to like her editorial until she took a real deep downhill slide. Did you listen to it?
I listened to the first minute or two of it, and then I couldn't because I had to leave. But
I had a feeling.
Should we play it again?
Well, you need to, and you need to listen to the end of it because she quoted unknown source. She didn't even know who wrote it.
Okay.
Describing a Democrat. And that's the downhill part. But I didn't call you, but I'm calling you now because...
Well, I did hear that part of it. I did hear that part of it. And I guess you must have not been listening when I said to a previous caller who was referring to... It was Larry who's still on, right, Larry? Hey, Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you say that that the people who were described by Kay in the 15 ways to spot a Democrat, or is that what it was? Is that what the list was?
I don't know.
I think it was 15. Yeah.
Okay. 15 ways to identify a Democrat or something, and they have to be a person who does this and this and this and this and this. And I said to Larry said those people are crazy, and he's offended that someone would suggest that. And I said, well, crazy or not, every Democrat that I know believes every one of those things.
And that's why I'm calling.
Okay, good. So you heard me say that.
What she read was insulting to Democrats. And when I heard it, I thought, my goodness, no other Democrat will ever listen to this station again because it was very insulting. But what insulted me more is then when you said every Democrat believes all those things.
Okay. Now, you're a Democrat whom I know. Are you calling to correct me?
I am calling to say that what you said was very insulting to me.
But I'm just being honest. Now, if you're calling to tell me that you and Ed are Democrats that do not believe all those things or even any of those things, then I will stand corrected, Pat.
Thank you. And I want you to listen to me.
But I didn't mean to insult you.
You did.
I honestly believe that you believe all that. But now I stand corrected.
Michael, listen to it again and think of us, if nobody else, and see if you really, truly thought we believed all those things.
Okay. I will do that. We will play it. We will replay it at the beginning of the second hour.
I would appreciate that.
Okay.
That's the part that bothered me. You said that sounded like any Democrat you said because it was really insulting. And I appreciate Larry's call.
Yes.
And Larry
and I've kept him on as if he was a guest for the whole hour.
He did a very brave
thing. Do you appreciate
that,
too?
Hmm?
Do you appreciate that I've kept him on as a guest?
Oh, I do. I really appreciate it.
I didn't know he was going to call, and I like it that he does. I didn't know that he's on another radio station, but that's fine, too.
And when he started out, he knew he was in a territory. You don't insult anybody's mom, and he was very careful, and he did a really good job, and you listened.
Uh-huh.
And you let him stay on, and I appreciate that a lot.
Okay.
And as I say, he was a lot braver than I. I wasn't going to call and say anything about your mom.
All right.
I'm calling to say it about you.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Pat.
All right.
Take care. Here's Roy in Watsonville, the next caller to the KSCO Saturday special. You're on, Roy.
Michael, thank you for keeping the station
going. I mean Rory.
Yeah, Rory. Okay. And kudos to your mom. I don't know. I guess there's an uproar over her last commentary, which I agree with.
And someone who didn't like it at all actually wants me to play it again.
I think
so. That's very decent and fair of that person. Usually people who don't like something want to censor it and make sure that it never plays again. So I gotta say my hat's off to Pat in Aptos.
Good for Pat.
Yeah.
Is that Pop Pat?
No, this is Pat Manning and Ed Manning. Wonderful people I've known for a long time, and they are Democrats, and I stand corrected because I said that every Democrat that I know believes just what Kay said on that list. And I'm happy that Pat called to correct me on that because I have known Pat and Ed for many years.
Good. Well, that's a great commentary. And the question is for, your station is a good example of an individual like yourself and your mom taking responsibility for the ownership of the station and allowing it to be a more, pretty free speech zone.
Mm-hmm.
Not much filtering going on. I have to say that, you know, I like Limbaugh. I don't listen to Limbaugh as much anymore just because he's gone a direction. I've gone another direction. It, you know, I don't disagree with him on many things. I just don't always agree with his tactics. But it's great to have the variety of opinion, and I don't find any fault with that commentary. I will say, I know Larry, I've heard Larry before, and being a former pothead, I can always tell a current pothead when I hear one.
Larry, is that true? Are you a current pothead?
You couldn't be more wrong, my friend. I currently abstain.
You gave it up.
Well, not totally, but for the most part,
wait a minute, wait a minute. You totally up... Wait a minute.
You're confused.
There's something wrong with this picture. You said you totally abstain. That made Rory ask you if you...
I currently abstain, yes.
You currently abstain.
Just for the next couple of days. Come on, Larry,
let's say only on special occasions.
Come on, you got some black primo stuck somewhere ready to go?
Okay. Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
I like Larry. I can tell I like Larry because he's being honest. He's an honest guy.
I kudos to you, Larry, for your honesty and your openness. But, man, you're confused on some of these issues.
Now, if you start listening
to Kay's commentary,
Larry, what kind of a show? Is it a commentary show or is it like an interactive thing that you
I do a lot of different things, but
and it's all on KKUP.
One of the shows I do is much like this one. Basically, I just rant about different topics. They're usually actually.
What do you mean like this one? Do I rant?
I'm not so much into topical politics.
Wait a minute. Often, I'm the host of the show and I rant.
I'm just saying it's kind of like your show in a way, and I throw out some ideas, and then I let callers that I like the callers that argue with me, but just like you do.
Okay.
I like the callers that tell me I'm wrong. That's the most fun. Larry,
why don't you invite Kay to be on with you?
Would she come on my show?
I don't know. We can ask her. Oh. She might do a phone call with you.
That's the most exciting thing I've heard in like years.
Uh-huh.
Okay, absolutely. How do I get in touch with her?
Just send me an email.
Okay, we'll try to set something up.
Yeah, MZ at KSCO.com.
I'll have her as a phone guest if she doesn't swear.
Why would you say that? She's the most dignified woman in the world. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Larry, what was your biggest problem with Kay's commentary on the UN and various other issues there?
On the UN?
Yes.
What?
Her last commentary.
The last...
My problem was the extreme... She claimed to be talking about Democrats, but she was expressing a very extreme picture of what Democrats are. In fact, she was describing someone that would be very, very far on the left, that wouldn't be... someone that held those views wouldn't be very acceptable in most Democratic circles
of. So you mean like somebody like Hillary Clinton?
She's describing someone... She's describing someone more like a member of the RCP or the Smartest League or one of those far left groups.
No, Larry. Barack Obama is not everything that she described. Barack is about as far left as you can get in the Democrat Party.
Barack is about as far left as you can get.
Yeah.
See, that's a problem I have.
Why, Larry? Look at voting records. You're muddying the waters.
I remember when Clinton was president, and I despised Clinton. I thought he was a terrible president, but I kept hearing people on the right refer to him as a revolutionary communist socialist, and I thought that's absurd.
No, he's just a self-serving individual that would do anything to get elected.
Okay, you guys, listen, we're getting too close to the news here. Larry, please send me an email with your contact material, your contact, you know, telephone and email address and so forth. MZ@KSCO.com, and we'll take it from there. Thank you, okay?
Thank you so much, Rory.
Listen, Downtown Al, the Lackey, and Jenny in Scotts Valley, please stay on, okay? Or call back next hour, because we definitely want to get to you for sure. This is KSCO. Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, it's 11 a.m.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Stanley. The NATO summit behind him, President Bush arrives in Russia for what are being billed as farewell talks with outgoing President Vladimir Putin.
In Sochi, Russia, the president will tell Vladimir Putin one more time that NATO on his border is not a threat. Mr. Putin says it's not intentions but potential that matters, and he's not likely to be swayed.
Fox's Wendell Goler. Sochi is Putin's Black Sea home, and while the two men hugged each other as President Bush arrived, the president's spokesperson says it's unlikely there'll be a meeting of the minds over the missile defense shield the U.S. wants and Russia strongly opposes. President Bush lauding NATO's acceptance of new members, members from Eastern Europe. That's sore point for Putin.
This week, NATO invited Croatia, as well as the nation of Albania, to join the NATO alliance. These countries have made extraordinary progress on the road to freedom, prosperity, and peace. The invitation to join NATO represents the alliance's confidence that they will continue to make necessary reforms.
The president, in his weekly radio speech, also saying he was sorry Macedonia hadn't gotten an invitation to join because of a dispute, he says, over its name, but nothing that, noting also that troops from all three countries are currently serving in Afghanistan and that Albanian and Macedonian troops are in Iraq. The Democratic response zeroed in on Iraq with an assertion that the troop surge didn't really work after all because it hadn't accomplished its primary aim.
The purpose of the surge was to bring violence down in Iraq so that the leaders in Iraq could come together politically. Well, violence has come down, but Iraqi leaders have not come together.
Senator and former presidential candidate Joe Biden, who also says President Bush's plan for Iraq is to, quote, muddle through and then hand the problem off to his successor. The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, is going to be back before Congress this Tuesday and Wednesday with a status report. And among those questioning him will be all three presidential candidates. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John McCain all serve on the Senate panels Petraeus will face. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Is a lot of opportunity for innovation, and success is a good thing. Making money is a good thing. We all want to make money. So if we can help the American consumer understand how to make more money, how to save more money, we've done something very valuable.
Alexis Glick, Director, the Fox Business Network.
I certainly hope that we are as foxy as we have been in everything we do, whether or not that's Fox News or Fox Primetime or 20th Century Fox. Between American Idol, 24, Fox News, I hope that we do the same thing for business news.
The most powerful name in news is going into business.
We have a tone, a quality, a credibility. There are tremendous opportunities for the average guy to get the kind of information that they have not been able to find anywhere else.
If you care about your financial health, isn't it time you got a second opinion? To locate Fox Business Network in your area, go to foxbusiness.com.
One student dead, one critically injured, more than two dozen others hurt when a bus overturned shortly before dawn today on Interstate 94 near Albertville, Minnesota. The bus was one of two carrying students and chaperones home from a high school band trip to Chicago.
We did some research on the company that operated the bus, and Department of Transportation records say they have a satisfactory rating as far as safety and a very safe record. We have no information as far as what caused the accident so far.
Dave Ryan with Minneapolis station KDWB. The University of Wisconsin-Stout campus in Menominee, the site of a deadly fire at an off-campus student home. Three students, two women and a man, found dead. Their names not yet released. In the Mideast, a most unusual prison break.
12 Palestinian men broke out of jail and returned voluntarily in the West Bank. They're members of the violent Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades. They'd been put in a Palestinian jail as part of an amnesty deal with Israel. But they claimed they'd been beaten by their Palestinian guards, so they broke out. The last Palestinian jailed under the same deal who broke out was subsequently killed by an Israeli soldier. So a local politician took to the radio and urged that they come back to jail for their own safety, and all 12 fugitives complied. In Jerusalem, Mike Tobin, Fox News Radio.
So the Final Four is down to the Final Four, and the fans are all in.
The streets of San Antonio are filled with passionate fans of the University of Memphis.
Memphis, baby, Memphis. Baby.
I'm going with Memphis. Okay. I'm going with Memphis.
Colorful fans of the Kansas Jayhawks.
Rock, chalk, Jayhawks. Go KU.
Fans of UCLA are confident.
The radio show hosts are all saying that UCLA will probably take it, so I'm pumped up.
North Carolina fans may be the most numerous here. It's a colorful parade on its way to the Alamo Dome for the semifinal games. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, Fox News Radio.
London's Heathrow Airport still plagued with baggage problems at its brand new Terminal 5. Flight delays up to 3 hours. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to KSCO 1080 on this Saturday, April 5th. I am Nikki James. I've got your Central Coast forecast for today. We're going to have some patchy fog early, and then mostly sunny will be high of 64, and the northwest wind will be between 7 and 16 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 42 degrees, and Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 62. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, the northwest winds will be 10 to 20 knots, the wind waves 2 to 3 feet, and west swell 2 to 5 feet at 13 seconds. And tonight, northwest winds 15 to 20 knots, wind waves 3 to 4 feet, west swell 2 to 5 feet at 13 seconds. Current temperatures around the bay, Monterey is 53 degrees, Salinas is 52 degrees, Watsonville 53. Here at KSCO Studios, we're at 56 degrees. The official time is 11:06 and 7 seconds. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I am Nikki James, and let's get back to the second hour of this Saturday special with MZ.
The Pink Panther. The Pink Panther was on the Saturday special.
Isn't that rad?
Yeah, that is rad. Thank you so much. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what? It occurred to me that we have committed the ultimate sin. This has never happened before. We have never not started the Saturday special without the famous cheerful good morning jingle. But we did it. That happened today. So we got to make it right.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
All right. If you listen to the first hour, you know my mother kicked a hornet's nest with her latest commentary. I'm going to play it again because I didn't get to hear it all. And that's been the topic of the entire first hour. Reactions to Kay's latest commentary. Whatever. We'll see. It's an open mic program. You can run the show the way you want. Stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay. So we might as well catch up here. Yeah, there's the special fanfare music, okay? This should have played at the beginning of the first hour also. Okay, now, since we're doing this thing right here, let's totally catch up.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
All right, I guess these free-form open mic programs are okay, but, you know, I'm hoping some people will call in during the second hour and let us know what Saturday special topics and guests they would really like to hear.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
But before we do that, as promised, we want to play Kay's commentary again. Okay? Yeah, you got that, Nikki? Okay, you got to fire it. So here, go ahead, please. It's there somewhere, right? Somewhere? Oh, what's that? Get on the mic. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. There's a lot of dead air on the Saturday special.
Sorry. Okay, yeah. You would like me to play it?
Yeah. Now would be the good time. So can you? Now would be the good time to play it.
Okay.
Do you have it there, or should I do a tap dance?
I've got
dance
it right here, and all I have
you
to do.
You can take another couple callers or something.
I can push play right now.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Good.
Okay.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
It's really time for Hillary to leave the political arena. Besides her being a pathological liar, the country and the world have already had enough of the Clintons. Only those like the Clintons, with enormous arrogance, continue to discard the judgment of the voting public. The Clintons should, but won't, go gracefully and quietly. Didn't Bill embarrass our country enough for so many years? About sanctuary cities ignoring the federal laws, it's bewildering why they exist. What justifies an American city to pick and choose which federal laws they agree with and the laws they reject? Sanctuary cities created themselves to shelter illegals. Presently, there are probably close to 21 million illegals here in the U.S., many receiving perks that anger American citizens, and especially those new Americans who endured the lengthy process to become legal. Those people feel penalized and cheated because, among other things, the illegals are being offered free education and possibly Social Security, which they never put into the system. The message to those who cross our borders illegally is that they will be rewarded. Most may be good people who want to find a better life for themselves and their families, but doing so illegally makes our laws a farce. How many sanctuary cities are in the U.S.? New York City is one, for sure. Chicago, probably another, and maybe even Washington, D.C., and countless others. If thousands of cities become sanctuary havens, sheltering illegals, they undermine our federal government. And doesn't federal law supersede state law? Our past four or five presidents deliberately allowed our borders to remain open. So what about our sovereign country? And what about those presidents' agendas? Our forefathers would be heartsick to see our leaders giving up our sovereignty for globalization. Whatever the pundits with vested interests say, we will be weaker while the other nations become stronger. And now, because it's timely and floating about, author unknown, let's listen to 15 ways to be a good Democrat. First, you have to be against capital punishment, but support abortion on demand. Then, you have to believe that businesses create oppression and governments create prosperity. You also have to believe that guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens are more of a threat than nuclear weapon technology in the hands of Chinese and North Korean communists. If you want to be a good Democrat, you have to believe that global temperatures are more affected by soccer moms driving SUVs than by scientifically documented cyclical changes in the Earth's climate. You also have to believe that gender roles are artificial, but that being homosexual is natural. Also, to be a good Democrat, you have to believe that the AIDS virus is spread by a lack of federal funding. Then, you also have to believe, if you're a good Democrat, that the same teacher who can't teach fourth graders how to read is somehow qualified to teach those same kids about sex. You also have to believe that self-esteem is more important than actually doing something to earn it. And again, you have to believe that the National Rifle Association is bad because it supports certain parts of our Constitution, while the ACLU is good because it supports certain parts of the Russian Communist Constitution. You also have to believe that Hillary Clinton is normal and a very nice person who lies all the time but cannot help it. Also, to be a good Democrat, you have to believe that conservatives telling the truth sometimes belong in jail, but a liar and one who is obsessed with sex belong in the White House. you have to also believe that illegal Democratic Party funding by the Chinese government is somehow in the best interest of the United States. And finally, if you're a good Democrat, you have to believe that this message is part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.
Okay, I've already said I stand corrected. I had said last hour that every Democrat that I know believes every one of those things that Kay said, and that horrified my friend Pat Manning. And my friends Pat Manning and her husband Ed Manning, because they said that they don't believe all those things. I don't know how many of those things they do believe, but they do not believe all of those things. So I was incorrect, and I obviously have to apologize for that, which I do. You're listening to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday special. We are back on track. And we got a bunch of people on the phone lines waiting at 479-1080. We've got a bunch of emails to read. And let's just go down the line here. Let's see. I think it's the lackey, traffic. What about traffic lackey? It's just the lackey?
AMZ, it's the traffic lackey.
Okay. It says the lackey.
Well, you call me lackey, too, man, because I'm just your average Santa Cruz slob over here, man, trying to make it with $7.50 an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Where do you work for $7.50 an hour? That's minimum wage, right? Otherwise, it would be probably even be less, right?
I can't tell you, Michael. I wear a name tag there, and if people know what my real name is, they might end up knowing where I live and then come kill me.
Oh, okay. All righty. So what's new?
Well, you know, Michael, I actually originally called to compliment the latest sexy voice to KSCO Radio, you know, Nikki James.
Okay.
Love it. But before I say that, I got to say I'm anti-abortion, but I support capital punishment on demand, Michael.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I demand capital punishment.
Okay.
Okay. But, you know, Nikki James is her name, right?
Yes.
But she should go by Nikki J. That's really, I like that.
Okay.
And I love the music.
I'll pass that along. She's busy screening a call right now,
really?
So she's not hearing what you're saying.
Okay. Well, she can play the tape later, right?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, because Saturday Special runs again tonight at 10, right?
Correct.
That's
and on demand on the internet for the week after it first gets produced by just dialing in SaturdaySpecial.com into any browser, and it'll just start playing through your computer speakers.
You know, Michael, I've always said, has anyone ever asked you, would you rather be blind or deaf?
No.
Well, someone's asked me that, and, you know.
I know what your answer is.
Well, now that I've heard Nikki J, I'd rather be blind, you know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I could just make love to her voice.
Okay. All right, traffic lackey.
Hey, we're speaking programming here, right?
Okay.
So there's
a little bit. I didn't want to get too much into that here today because, you know, people don't like that. They get tired of it. They start tuning out.
Well, you know, there's a survey, COVIDRadioSoup.com, Michael, where they talk about what kinds of music certain people like to listen to, like Republicans and Democrats.
Yes.
Well, it says that Republicans are into, Republicans and men are into classic rock, and they tend to lean Republican there, Michael. So if you're into classic rock, you're probably a Republican.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You're not a hippie now. You're a yippie.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, you're in your Volvo on LSD.
The Volvos. I've never seen a conservative in a Volvo.
Really?
Have you?
Well, if they're clean, they're Republicans. But if they're dirty, they're Democrats.
I've never seen clean or dirty anyone but a liberal or, you know, typically a Democrat, not necessarily, but never a Republican in a Volvo.
Well, if they have rims, they're Republican. If they have lice, they're Democrat, Michael.
Okay. Thank you, Lackey. Appreciate your call.
Okay,
you take
talk
care.
To you later.
All right, bye-bye. Here comes Downtown Al. Liked Kay's commentary, eh?
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be nuts or not talk to anyone in Santa Cruz to realize there's a lot of Democrats who believe everything she had on her list of 15 points.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she is incorrect, though, in saying that every Democrat believes that. Because, I mean, your own Billy there, he doesn't believe
that's
you know,
true.
A lot
yeah,
of
you're right.
Stuff.
You're right.
So,
she didn't say every. I was the one who said everyone that I know, and I was wrong.
Well, you weren't thinking, Michael.
Yeah, that's true.
But, it's just this knee-jerk Democratic reaction to stuff. And some of those websites that actually list the politicians' opinions on different things and their voting records,
you'll
see that some of them line up completely with all this stuff. And, you know, I don't agree with everything that your mom says, but I think for the most part, this is a pretty accurate description.
Uh-huh.
You know, she oversimplifies stuff. Whether you believe in global warming or not, it's not just SUV mom.
I have been critical of my mom here for her including in her commentaries in an increasing rate stuff that she has not authored herself. In other words, stuff that people send her in the email and so that she thinks is fascinating. And she always says to me, my ego is not so big that I have to generate everything myself. If I think that something that someone sends me is worth sharing, I'm going to do it. You know?
Well, I think it's important for people to look at each one of the issues, because I know all sorts of knee-jerk Republicans, though, that just seem to line up on certain things, that they believe in abiotic oil, you know, which may or may not be true.
Uh-huh.
They are totally anti, you know, possibility of global warming, and they're pro-death penalty. And, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong to have these beliefs or whatever, but they line up and fall into a certain category, and that happens with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Hey, well, thank you, Downtown Al, and thanks for waiting a long time.
Yeah, so she can keep up with all those commentaries as far as I'm concerned.
Why, thank you.
Because they're true, and, you know, I speak as somebody who went to UC Santa Cruz and then also was employed up there, and I had people shout me down about all sorts of stuff if you just wanted to have a different opinion, not to argue on a logical, reasonable basis about stuff.
Right.
And you could argue all of her points, I think, on a reasonable basis.
Yes.
Okay, thanks
okay,
a lot.
Thank you. Ed in Aptos.
Greetings.
Welcome to the Saturday special. How you doing, Ed?
I'm pretty good.
It's the Ed in Aptos.
Correct,
the the other half of Pat in Aptos.
Right.
Go.
I won't say the better half.
Okay. I didn't either.
Usually you, the person speaking says that. So.
Right.
I was listening to some of the points that was made in the commentary, and I can't really, agree on. Some of them might be, but the thing I really took umbrage at was her first thing out was about abortion. I don't believe in abortion on demand. I believe in letting the woman choose. I'm not one to say, you know, what she can do. And I think that's different than saying I'm wholesale, you know, let's abort the kid.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I think we're talking about whether abortion should be legal or not,
back when it wasn't legal, there was a lot of women that died because they wanted an abortion, and the only thing they could do was go to the backroom guys that used coat hangers and whatnot, and were basically just butchers, and worked them over good for probably a pretty good penny.
Right.
And a lot of these things, I think, you take the opposite end of that is the death penalty. And I think that, you know, it's proven that our laws are unjustly enforced. In other words, for whatever reason, people, I guess it's more due to it, to income than race, but the Negro races had a lot more of their...
The what races?
A Negro, I say... It's,
I thought you said the N-word for a second. I did a double take.
See,
we're going to have to listen to the recording of this program.
I think you said
the N-word, Ed.
I'm not PC, but...
I think you said... Damn right you're not PC. You said the N-word.
No, I didn't. I said the Negro race. I don't know what to call them.
No, before that.
No.
This program is going to be rebroadcast unedited tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight. Listen to me, Ed. Listen to me. At 11:23 this evening... Tune into the program. You probably won't even have to wait that long, because as soon as I can get the thing uploaded this afternoon sometime, you can just go to Saturday Special and go to 23 minutes into the second hour, and you'll hear Ed, my friend Ed, say what sounded decidedly like the N-word to me.
No, you're mishearing.
Okay.
You better,
well, I hope you're right.
Better go get your hearing checked now.
The
point being that two points that the colored folks are
colored folks.
Correct.
Call them colored folks. You're supposed to call them blacks.
Whatever.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know what the proper PC term is. I'm not PC. There.
Clearly. Okay.
Clearly.
All right.
But all these things, the prisons are populated by people of the lower economic rung, and it just happens that the lower economic rung is heavily populated by blacks, Negroes, whatever you want to call them.
Do not call them Negroes. They're blacks.
Oh, okay, blacks, okay, blacks.
Yeah.
Anyhow, whatever. You got me flummoxed now, Michael.
Flummoxed, that's one of my favorite words. Nikki is laughing hysterically in the other room. She's turning red. She's almost about to fall out. I don't understand why.
Turn on the
mic and let us know why what's so funny. I mean, this is funny, but it's not so funny that you're almost ready to die, you know, from exploding.
I'm sorry.
What's so funny?
It's just this conversation is a riot.
Well, maybe it is. Anyhow, going back to the lackey, I don't think the lackey's working for minimum wage. I think he's a closet comedian, so he's doing stand-up somewhere.
Maybe that's what's going on. Okay. Hey, listen, this just came in. This just in, ladies and gentlemen, and Ed, you'll be interested in this. This is an email from Ellie Kramer, and it says, I heard nothing to be insulted about. Maybe one that she left off was the need to be insulted at all times. Ellie.
Well, I think when you generalize that you don't get things right because nobody fits into any one of those categories.
All right. Well, listen. Thank you.
On the right or the left, if you want to do that, then it's there's probably a few core things that people will agree upon because I believe in people working, being able to work and getting paid well for it.
I have to. That's very nice. And if the company can afford to pay them well, that's great. And if the company can't afford to pay them well, then if the company's paying minimum wage and can barely afford that, then should the company be hated because they don't pay more than minimum wage because they can't afford to pay? Go out of business, Ed, because they can't afford to pay minimum wage. Do you think it's better for there to be more people unemployed because there is a minimum wage that can't be maintained in certain businesses? Do you think those businesses deserve to go under? Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
Well, that's the marketplace, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And if, you know, if really...
That is the marketplace.
Maybe if, you know, in some aspects...
There are people who make minimum wage at KSCO. There are people who make minimum wage at KSCO. Are there not?
Absolutely.
There are people who make minimum wage at KSCO, and no one's forcing the people who make minimum wage at KSCO to make minimum wage at KSCO. They can choose not to work here at the place that they applied to work.
Exactly.
And some people, once they make minimum wage, want to make more, there are ways to make more around this fun place, you know, right?
Yep.
So, anyhow, I can't wait to hear...
One point, Michael.
Yeah.
I think that if a company is in business for a long time and they work off of people that make minimum wage, then the people that are making that minimum wage are subsidizing that person. Your station provides them an opportunity to learn and it provides a stepping stone to a higher earnings.
We got a lot of people who are working in the big time because this was their training ground, and I would love to be able to pay, you know, I would love for KSCO to have the reputation of not only being a great radio station, but being a great radio station and a great place to work, but a place that has that pays really, really well and has really, really good benefits. But it ain't there yet. I don't know if it'll ever be.
I realize that, but you get to a McDonald's or something where, you know, the highest you can aspire to is flipping hamburgers, then, you know, the people that are at the bottom rung are more or less subsidizing the thing. They could pay more if they wanted to. They'd have to charge more for the hamburgers, but you get into the vicious cycle of competition.
Okay.
Where everybody's using the low-cost workers, and then they can't.
We have a great staff of people here, every one of them. And for those who there isn't any person who works here that I don't wish we could pay more money to, and that's the honest to God truth. It's either that or shut down.
Well,
you know?
I think.
Or it'd be a different kind of radio station, which I frankly wouldn't want to own.
But, you know, if your wages are actually based on the market you're in, aren't they?
Yeah. And, no, you know, no, they're not. Well, the wages are based upon The wages are, it's what a business, like anything else, it's what a business can afford to pay. Anyhow, Ed, we got to go.
Okay.
But thanks for calling, okay? And do call again. It's KSCO AM 1080, your favorite radio station. You can give us a call at 479-1080. It's the Saturday special with MZ and Nikki here, pilot in command. We do have a set of commercials here, but I want to read some emails first. We will go back to the phone lines here in just a bit. Okay, this is from Marcia. No, from Brian. Marcia or Brian? I don't know who it is. It's about K-bashing. Perhaps I'm psychic, but I'm betting while Larry snivels about K's commentaries, he would have no problem with the hateful rants of silly Billy Sunshine. And that's from Brian Robot. Yeah, no. Okay. Oh, no. Marsha's has some. This is an editorial transcript, so that has nothing to do. I won't read that because you've already heard that twice. Do I dare play voicemail messages? You know that when you call the station comment line, it's a real easy to remember number, 425-2222. And we only want you to use it to make comments about, you know, your comments and suggestions. It turns your voicemail into an email that gets sent to me immediately, and I check email more than I check whether I'm breathing, you know, typically. Should we play? It's in my email here. Should we play this? Or this could be dangerous. But you know, we can try it. See what happens here.
Hi, Michael. This is Big Gun Gordy.
Hi, Gordy.
See you Saturday morning here.
Yeah.
A discussion about your mom's commentary.
Yes.
I agree with what one of the callers had just said about the truth, you know, not being something acceptable to a lot of people out there. The fact of the matter is that's pretty right on, and your mother's editorial talking about the UN and the loss of rights and the agenda that the left is carrying on is absolutely the truth. There is nothing that she said in her commentary that is not the truth. And if people can't accept the truth or they find that if that is offensive to them, then they're the ones that have a problem. But as you and I know, those people that have that problem in digesting the truth will always be with us, and they will always be a problem to the rest of us. Thanks again for having the show this morning. I can't call in because it's 60 days prior to election time, and I am running for office, as you know. So again, thanks to you in my absence. Carry on the good work, and kudos to your mother again. Bye.
Well, Gordy, I hate to say it, but you just violated the law. Or maybe I did.
Hi, Michael. This is Big Gun Gordy.
Oh,
I'm listening
wait a minute.
To you Saturday morning.
Why is
here.
It playing again?
Discussion about
how do you stop it?
Commentary.
How do you stop it?
I agree with what. One
oh,
of the
here. I know what I'll do. I'll just press stop. There, that worked. Okay. it could be very dangerous to play something, you know, from the voicemail that we haven't listened to before. Okay. Well, there's two others. Do I guess I'm. Hey, what's this? Well, you know, actually, there's a picture of Trucker Tom that just popped up on the screen. I don't know whether that means he's listening or what. Okay, Paladin Rules. My favorite TV Western character was Paladin, played by Richard Boone in the series Have Gun Will Travel. And there's a theme that we can play if we download this theme. You want to hear that theme? You want to hear that theme? Let's see how long it takes to download here. Just for the heck of it. It shouldn't take too long. Yeah, it's like it's half done already while I'm blathering away here. I think it should launch the media player here.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is a man. Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home.
Yeah, I sort of like that. You know, it's too long already, so you get the idea. We got commercials to play, and we got callers to get to and everything. There is a couple of other emails here that I want to get to. What is this? Johnny Crawford. Good morning, MZ. Johnny Crawford's phone number in L.A. is blah, 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 blah. Do you think there is 24 minutes left of the program, and after we play the commercial break, there will be, you know, probably 19. Do you think I should try to call, you know, Mark McCain from the Rifleman? You know?
Yeah.
If now that I have his phone number,
you have it.
A listener was kind enough to email it to me.
Yeah, I'll play commercials, call him, get him on.
Well, I mean, should we, I mean, maybe we should have Rosie or Rick or someone do it during the week and set it up so we could promo it and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a better idea.
But I'll think about it, you know, while you're playing the commercials.
Okay, cool.
So once you play the commercials,
I'll
come back. All right, thanks.
For several months now, you've heard the commercials for Santa Cruz Tile and Stone here on KSCO. Now you can go to the KSCO.com website and click on the yellow box and see their fabulous showroom and their great products and services. If you're thinking about a remodel or new kitchen, entryway, or bathroom, then you need to visit Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, number 2 in Santa Cruz. You'll find full and prefabricated slabs in granite, marble, limestone, and travertine at great prices. And you'll also find Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, Phoenix Spas, and Gazebos at the lowest prices in Santa Cruz County. And remember, Phoenix Spas and Gazebos are the only ones built in Northern California. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Let the expert staff at Santa Cruz Tile and Stone work with you to design your remodel or your new construction project. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, unit number 2 in Santa Cruz. Phone 421-0292 or visit them by going to ksco.com and click on the yellow box. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone.
Tired of monkeying around with broken sprinkler heads and smelly lawn mowers? Weeds and dry patches make you scream, growling over your decision to put a plant the size of an elephant in the space the size of an African hedgehog? Navigating your way through the maze of gardening and landscaping options and maintenance for your home or office really is enough to drive anybody wild.
Hi, I'm Randy Quilici, owner of Quilici Gardening and Landscaping. If anyone knows it's a jungle out there, it's us. We've been offering complete maintenance and landscape installation for residential and commercial properties since 1982. It's easy to let things get overgrown and out of hand and keep putting off adding that special water feature you've wanted for so long. Let us help by taming and shaping your landscape into something you'll be proud of. Call me at 425-5269 or visit us at QuiliciGardening.com.
Quilici Gardening and Landscaping, because without them, it really is a jungle out there.
If you have a car or truck, you have insurance. But if you combine your car insurance with your home or renter's insurance, you can save big money. Hi, I'm Craig Dean with DCD Insurance Services here in Santa Cruz. Allied, a nationwide company, will insure your vehicle. And if you also insure your home with Allied, you'll enjoy combined savings of up to 30%. You must have auto insurance, so you may as well save some money by calling us at DCD Insurance Services, 800-347-6145, or visit DCDIS.com. Remember, DCD and Allied Nationwide are always on your side. Get the insurance attention you need. Hi, I'm Craig Dean of DCD Insurance Services here in Santa Cruz. You will get the personal attention you deserve with DCD and Allied's premier service. DCD and Allied will keep your car, home, and business covered 24 hours a day, every day, and will give you the attention you need when you need it. Call DCD Insurance Services at 800-347-6145 or visit at DCDIS.com. Remember, DCD and Allied Nationwide are always on your side.
So the other day, I'm cruising in my Hummer. I see these dogs doing that meet and greet, circle and sniff thing. Hey, how you doing? Come here often? Yeah, all the time. And those dogs got me thinking. I don't want some guy sniffing around my Hummer telling me what it needs, like an oil change every 3,000 miles. My Hummer dealer clued me in on that one. Most newer Hummers, like mine, have an oil life monitor that tells me when it's time for a change. With OnStar, I can subscribe and get a diagnostic report via email. And I always check my owner's manual for a complete maintenance schedule. And when it's the right time for me, I choose the Hummer experts on the Goodrich service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I got an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodrich multi-point vehicle inspection. These guys know more about my Hummer than anyone. And for me, that's the best deal of all.
See your Hummer Goodrich dealer today or log on to Goodrich.com. Diagnostic capabilities vary by model. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Goodrich and go. We're keeping it simple.
Great people, great neighborhoods, great neighbors. That's what we have a lot of in our area, but some people forget to make the time to enjoy these things. Randy Turnquist has a passion for real estate and homes, and of course, neighborhoods. His neighbors will tell you his family and their activities make the neighborhood a better place to live. So don't be shy. Step up and make things happen in your neighborhood. If you don't know how to start, call Randy at 831-566-2590 or visit KSCO.com and search for Realtor.
Okay, during the break, my mother Kay called me on my cell phone to say, "My MZ, it's very rude when you have people waiting on the line to switch gears and do and even think about doing something else, like calling Johnny Crawford, who played Mark McCain on the Rifleman TV series that I watch every day for my nerves. I watch the reruns. Sometimes I watch four a day. And one of our faithful listeners sent us his what he says is his direct phone line. And I said, "Ma, you know, it's only Band Mike who's only going to talk about Rush and 9/11 being an inside job." And she said, "Oh, okay, that's okay then. It's no big deal. But anyhow, Band Mike, is it true that all you're going to talk about is Rush and 9/11 being an inside job?"
Well, you were asking if there were topics that us, the listeners, would like to
I did.
See. You know,
I did. I said it's an open mic show.
For focus on future programs.
Right.
And so I'd like to hear programs and participate in on those topics.
I gotcha. And I have said that we should devote a whole program to, you know, it could 911 have possibly been an inside job? And I know that's there's a fellow from Cliff and Felton who used to call the radio station a lot, and he's a very sweet man. He and his wife Norma, who and he's the most amazing wood carving, you know, artist I've ever met, probably in the whole world. I mean, and his stuff is absolutely amazing. He would call the radio station. He would call KSCO. And no matter what the topic was, he would turn it around to abortion. And we love you. Don't get me wrong, Band Mike. But every time you call, you turn the thing into 911 being an inside job.
Well, maybe half.
Not 911. Why do I say I get mad at people who say 911? Now I'm doing it. It's not 911. It's 911. 911 is what you dial on the phone.
Yeah, but everybody knows what you mean.
Yeah. Okay.
I only do it half the time.
Okay.
Okay.
But who should we have on such a Saturday special?
Me.
Okay. All right.
And I would just want to, I would start out.
And who else? Because with Saturday specials where we have the controversial subjects, we want to have both sides represented.
You know what? The other side has gotten so much coverage ever since it happened that I would say it would be completely fair to make it a one-sided conversation, but I'd be happy to take on anybody on the topic. I would want to set one ground rule to begin with. Exactly what did happen, regardless of how or why or who.
Yeah.
What happened? Did the buildings come down by controlled demolitions or not?
I believe that Building 7 did because no plane hit it.
Very good.
And that's enough of a reason for me to not turn you off like I heard Charlie do last night or the other. You know, he has no patience for anything like that. Neither does my mother. Neither does Rob Roberts. You know, neither do a bunch of hosts on this radio program. As soon as they feel that you or anybody is going down that road, they hang up on you.
Yeah, I know. I expect it. I know what to plan for and expect, and that's fine. It's their radio program. I still manage to get my information out. It's a watershed issue.
Yeah.
If a person believes one way, then they believe a certain set of information groups about the government, and if a person believes the other way, like mine, then you realize we have some very, very serious problems with the criminality in the top of our government.
Do we have a way to get in touch with you?
Yeah. You have my email, and I've given my phone number to you.
Shoot me another email, please, mz@kseo.com. Can't promise we're going to do this real soon, but we will.
I touch on Rush Limbaugh, though?
Go ahead, yeah.
Because he's part of the problem. Now, I'll start out. I'm a conservative Republican. I do drive a Volvo.
You're kidding!
I'm not,
I've had to apologize twice today already.
Yeah, right. I love my Volvo. Probably, though, that's because I used to be way left. I used to be
The
first half of my adulthood.
Okay, there's a catch here.
Yeah, up to mid-30s.
I'm not going to apologize then.
Because
you're a former lefty.
No, I'm a Republican.
And you probably have not been able to make enough money to buy a new car.
I'm a Republican and I own a Volvo, so you have to apologize.
All right, I apologize.
My mid-30s, I was so far left, I would make Billy Sunshine look like Jerry Falwell.
What changed you?
God. I read the Bible.
What made you do that?
My open-mindedness and my willingness to explore religions, which I have done all my life, whether I like them or not, or political views, anything, I'll listen and explore and come and understand as best I can anybody's position. So that's what I was doing in my mid-30s, and I realized who God was. And the Bible is real, and there's too many lies that I used to believe in about it. But Rush Limbaugh is his opposer. I listen to him a lot. I could say I've heard roughly half of his programming since he began, just roughly speaking.
Has your opinion changed of him over the years?
My opinion of him?
Yeah.
It's gotten worse.
Okay.
In the beginning, I did appreciate him a lot, except one thing I saw right up front that was a serious problem, he's constantly focusing on left versus right versus left versus right, back and forth, and that is one of the foundational problems we have in our culture.
That's the foundation of talk radio. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, not with our local shows, but with our syndicated shows, because we're in the we're in the talk radio, commercial talk radio business.
Yeah.
And most of you know, we tried our experiments with liberal talk radio and Air America, spelled ERR, as Rush calls it.
Yeah.
And we couldn't sell one ad in 18 months.
Yeah, that is what you say about Foundation Talk Radio. That's true, but it should not be that way because the problem is perpetuating itself. Limbaugh is able to appeal to the conservative side of America very well. And for that, I appreciate him and enjoy him very much. I like a lot of the conservative views and positions on things, but Limbaugh, in the final analysis, is not a conservative. He's a globalist.
Yeah.
He speaks for the globalists.
That's the problem for
the Rockefellers.
That's the problem with all of the people who are running, regardless of what side, what ticket, you know, except Ron Paul. I don't think Ron Paul is that way. But,
right.
Yeah.
But
okay,
both sides are controlled by Council on Foreign Relations.
We're getting more. We got to do a program on that, too.
Yeah.
So send me the information, and we'll do what we can do. See what we can do. Thanks for waiting, and thanks for calling the Saturday special. That was Band Mike. It's 12 before 12. There's only 12 minutes left in this program. John says, hey, it would be easy to make a list on what good Republicans believe. Here's an example. A good Republican is pro-life and for the death penalty, is as inconsistent with a good Democrat is against the death penalty and for abortion on demand. Good point, John. As an independent, I find this constant sniping at the other side, whatever that side is, belongs in the middle school, a middle school playground, and not something that a grown-up does. But it does make for lively radio. Okay, thank you, John. Here's Ellie again. Michael, I know what I heard. Could you imagine how the sky would fall if a conservative said the same thing? He would be a front page story in the Senile Sentinel, I think, about MZ and his hate radio station, Ellie. My friend Ed said the N-word. There's no question in my mind, and we have it on record. We have it recorded. It was on at about, 21 minutes past the beginning of the second hour, or off the top of the hour. You know, you got to subtract the 6 minutes for the news and the weather and so forth. So we'll see. Jenny in Scotts Valley. Rich, is it Rich in Watsonville and Billy Sunshine? Hold on a minute. This is just really bothering me. It's really, really, really bothering me. I couldn't live with myself if I didn't just take advantage of this wonderful. Wait a minute. Now the damn mouse decides not to work. Now what do I do? I can't even. I'm gonna answer the telephones manually. Jenny. Jenny, are you on the air? Wait a minute. Studio? How do you do it? This way? Look, it's dead. The computer's dead. The mouse won't do anything.
Okay.
You know? So, okay. Who is this on the air? Someone on the air with us?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Jenny.
Oh, hi, Jenny. You're on the air. I did it manually, but the damn computer mouse decided to freeze. Just when I was going to call Johnny Crawford.
Oh, no. Did you say damn on the air?
Yeah. You can say damn, but you can't say some of the other stuff. You're on the air now. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to call and say I heard your mother's commentary.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked her. I like her, period. I like all of her stuff. She's really good. She says it like it is. I think.
Hello? What happened? Now Jenny's gone. Here, we have to. Everything's gone. Everything. We can't even do anything now. Let's look at this. Hello? Is anybody there?
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah,
hey.
who is it?
Hi, my name is Shane. I just wanted to tell you to fix your mouse, unplug it, and plug it back in.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it. Okay. This is Windows for you, ladies and gentlemen. It really galls me that Bill Gates is the richest man in the world. Oh, wait a minute. He's the third richest man in the world. Still galls me because the products, they just suck. They just stop working in the middle of a radio show right when you're ready to do something that's very important. But I'm going to do it manually anyhow here. Okay. Luckily, I can see the phone number on the screen. All right, where is it now? Okay. All right. Oh, here. Okay. Okay, I hope this is correct here. So you're going to unplug the mouse and plug it back in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm dialing the phone number that a listener sent me and... Hello?
You've called Crawford Music. Please leave a message after the beep.
Johnny Crawford, Mark McCain, Michael Zwirling, KSCO Radio, News Talk Radio in Santa Cruz, California. I watch Rifleman episodes at least two or three times every day, and I really want to get you on the radio. We're on the radio right now. I was hoping you would answer, and we can nail you down for a future interview. Can you please give me a call? I'll call you again. That's what I'll do. I'll call you again. My email address is mz@ksco.com. We're the last independently owned radio station left in the world today. It would really please me to be able to interview you because you're definitely one of my heroes. So looking forward to hearing from you, and I will call you again. Obviously, I have the right phone number. Okay. So do you have who else is on the line here? Is it Richard in Watsonville? Here, let's put Richard in Watsonville on. You on, Richard?
This is Richard in Watsonville.
Oh, it's a different Richard in Watsonville.
No, it's not. It's Billy.
No, it's Billy in Watsonville. No, it's Billy in Capitola.
Hey.
What?
This is a great town. Don't
it
call
is.
It
I know. I know.
So did someone want me to call up and rant? I heard only a little part of that.
No. What, you mean?
I heard someone say they loved
you mean you
my
weren't
rants,
listening?
Or they hated my rants, or I was hate speech, or what was it?
Yeah, someone who accused Kay in her latest commentary of sounding a little on the hateful side. Someone else called and said that's nothing compared to what you do all the time.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, I don't understand either side being hate speech. I mean, if I were to give you, what is it, 15 ways, how to know you're a conservative, one of those kinds of things?
Yeah.
Would it be hate speech if I said, well, if you're greedy and you never want to see anybody else do well, you could be a Republican. Would that be hate speech? No. If I said, no. You know, you don't care whether anybody else gets health care, and you'd step over some poor guy dying on the street, would that be hate speech? Or no.
Did you hear Kay's latest?
I did. Yeah, I did.
What do you think of it?
It's like so many things, when you repeat what somebody else wrote,
even if you think it's she wouldn't repeat it if she didn't agree with it and think it's worth sharing and figures she couldn't do a better job herself, so might as well just, you know, say what the other person said.
Yeah, and
give credit.
Yeah, and I think Zoltan and this other thing were full of inconsistencies and untruths. Yes. Yeah, if we're looking for truth, we're usually not going to find it in a Kay editorial about Democrats. That's for sure. To get Kay's opinion on Democrats isn't exactly going to really fill in the full color spectrum to understand those poor people that we call Democrats.
Okay.
Now, by the way, if I say Hillary is a whore, should I be thrown off the air for that?
No, but if you said Ann Coulter is a whore, you should.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't believe you believe that. I think it's ridiculous that what's her name got thrown off the air. You know about this, right?
You're talking about
Andy Rhodes?
Yeah.
In a comedy routine, yeah. Not on the air.
Yeah.
Called both Ferraro and Hillary.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, and I saw and I know that Alan Colmes agrees with that.
Well, hey, what? Throwing her off the air?
Or no, not her? That agrees with you and with me on that one. I do not think that people should be thrown off the air. It had to have nothing to do with it. That's a YouTube video that some guy in the audience shot.
I mean, I don't even think you should throw people off the air for what they say on the air.
It sort of depends on things,
of course
you know. But yeah, I'm no fan of Randy Rhodes, her politics. I think she is sort of funny, actually.
I'm less a fan of Air America than I am of Aunt Randy Rhodes right at this moment.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because I happen to be for free speech. I hate it when people throw people off the air because they say things people don't like.
Uh-huh.
That's just ridiculous.
Right.
You know, that's the best thing about America is this whole free speech thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, geez, there's some great emails coming in, but my damn mouse is still frozen, and I'm not going to be able to read it on the air. I'll be able to read it on another
computer.
Isn't
it amazing?
I know what I can do. I have an iPhone. I'm gonna slide it open, and I'm gonna go into my Gmail here on my iPhone.
It's still Bill Gates.
No, it's not.
No, it's right. It's Apple.
It's not. It's Apple.
Yeah.
But you know what else it is? It's AT&T. The suckiest cell phone service provider in the world.
And that makes the point. You know, there used to be a time when everything was top draw in America and competence was number one. But check it out. Bill Gates is rich, but he makes something that doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
AT&T is doing real well. They make something that isn't very good. What happened to American competence?
I've got... The bed, you know, did you hear the Saturday special about the bed?
I didn't want to listen to that.
Where you do number one and number two.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that.
All right. That spurred, or a discussion of the promo of that program, spurred the best cartoon ever.
From Serial Faxer. He is good, isn't he?
He is the greatest.
He is so talented.
But guess what just happened? I was just handed... A better one! Okay, it says at the top, it says Mark McCain, rifleman, okay?
Yeah.
Then it shows him, it shows this caricature of a guy, you know, wearing an MC belt buckle, must be for McCain, and with a rope around him, and he's dressed in like a Western suit and everything, and he has the Mark McCain hat on it, and it says, Paw, liberal Ed from Aptos said nigger! And then from the background, it's off camera. It says, "Hang on, son, I'm getting my rifle." And then it shows Ed from Aptos and Art's conception of Ed from Aptos is okay, Negro. What? Okay, colored. This is the best one ever. It's the absolute best Serial Faxer facts. All right, now we got to get this thing. Nothing personal, Billy Sunshine, but goodbye. Here is Hartman. Hartman, you're on.
Well, hello, Michael.
Hi.
If you hadn't erased all my music files, you'd find the Rifleman theme song in there somewhere.
Well, I had it. I played it at the beginning.
Well, see, I only got the last hour. And
well, you should listen sooner.
The other thing I wanted to say is, where is your director of technical difficulties when you need him?
Exactly. Well, in Montana, presumably.
And no, I'm the director of accidental operations.
Oh.
Your director of technical difficulties is down there in Aromas, I think.
Who's that?
Billy.
Billy doesn't live in Aromas.
Well, wherever he lives, it's closer than Montana is. All right. Finally, I have to say something about your mom.
What?
I am tired of her sugarcoating her editorials, and the next time, I want to know what she really thinks.
Okay, Steve. Hey, thanks for calling. Are you in? Yeah, you're back home.
6 inches of snow here.
All right. So, my heart goes out to you.
I can't find my bunny. I think he's hiding in plain sight, but
Nikki,
I'm not sure.
We need you to play the That's All Folks.
I've got
okay.
it.
Okay,
let's do
thank
it.
You, Steve. See you later.
Bye, Steve.
Okay. Okay, now wait a minute. I know we're into Fox News a little bit, and I will give the legal ID, KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. But I forgot to say something really important. I forgot to promo something really important, okay? Before the show ends, I have to do it, even though we're using up half the news. We are going to have, and this has been nailed down last evening, Olson and I went down to Gilda's to physically kidnap Big Boy Stagnaro, come and do a Saturday special with us and tell us all about the Stagnaro family and the history of, you know, the Italian fishing community and so forth. He wouldn't come for today because I didn't have a subject for today. But he did say, Mike, I will come. Mike, I will come. I said, when, big boy, when? We got to nail you down. No, well, I'll call you, Mike. No. We have to. I got out the calendar in my iPhone. And I said, sometime before Mother's Day, Mike, but not, you know. So May 3rd. May 3rd is the day. So mark that on your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. May 3rd, we're going to have Big Boy Stagnaro himself on the Saturday special. Okay, now I can sign off and say we join Fox News in progress.
One thing I hope you know about me is that I don't quit.
Barack Obama in Montana today, and there's word from Indiana that an Obama campaign office in downtown Indianapolis was vandalized last night, some sort of barricade thrown through a plate glass window. Word filtering out of China that a pro-Tibet demonstration on a Chinese province bordering Tibet has turned deadly. The London-based Tibet campaign, Free Tibet campaign, saying police fired on Buddhist monks and others in a crowd of hundreds, 8 people killed. Skybus bites the dust, the Columbus, Ohio-based discount airline, filing for bankruptcy. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Zimbabwe is still teetering on the fulcrum between democracy and a potential police clampdown. President Robert Mugabe insisting he won last week's vote. An opposition party candidate debating whether to compete in a runoff due to a threat of violence he's publicly denouncing.
Morgan Tsvangirai has been very calm and kept very being controlled in anything that he said over this last week while being waiting for this presidential election result to be announced. But this is pretty strong stuff, accusing the president of putting out militias, recruiting people, getting the war veterans on a war footing, if you like.
Sky News reporter Stuart Ramsey. Tsvangirai calling for the election results to be published. Stockholm, Sweden's central train station had a 3-hour blackout today. The cause? A big fat rat was electrocuted in a switching station, shutting the system down. Well, starting to feel your age? Here's some info guaranteed to make you feel like the proverbial spring chicken.
Japan has more than 32,000 residents over 100 years of age. The country's most senior citizen, Keiko Yamanaka, has died of old age at the age of 113. She was born in 1894. The person recognized as the oldest in the world is actually an American, Edna Parker of Shelbyville, Indiana. She's 114. The oldest new citizen in Arizona, Manuel Vicente Osorio Rios, just sworn in the day before his 101st birthday. His granddaughter Cynthia translates.
You know,
it's like I have to either use my walker or my cane, but other than that, I'm still good and young at heart.
Rios, the first new citizen over 100 years of age. Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
The husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, Prince Philip, remains hospitalized for a chest infection. Buckingham Palace saying the prince, who had had a bad cold in recent days, is now in a worsened condition. Though there are no official updates on his health status, a palace source tells the Associated Press, however, his Monday events haven't been canceled. Prince Philip is 86. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to KSCO 1080 on this Saturday, April 5th. I am Nikki James. I've got your Central Coast forecast for today. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 64. The northwest winds will be between 7 and 16 miles per hour. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 42 degrees. The northwest wind will be between 13 and 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny and a high of 62. And your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, the northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 2 to 3 feet, west swell 2 to 5 feet at 13 seconds. And tonight, the northwest wind 15 to 20 knots, wind waves 3 to 4 feet, west swell 2 to 5 feet at